From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Gingerbread House Day.
Ooh,
today.
Cool.
Today is the day you make gingerbread houses.
Nice.
I don't. But.
I actually never made that many.
Yeah?
I could probably count them on one hand. Never been overly successful at it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I don't make it. Maybe I should try.
They have these kits. I was at the store yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
I think they're Wilton's or something like that.
I don't know. I thought I'd pick one up, and I thought, no. Nah, I got no place for it. It's just going to sit on a table and rot, and it's not going to be pretty. I can tell you right now. I don't do well with like paint brushes or...
Now, I love warm, soft gingerbread.
Mm, that sounds good.
Do you like gingerbread?
I do, actually. If it's warm, if it's a cookie, I like it. Yeah.
What about like a gingerbread, you make warm gingerbread like a loaf or something?
I don't think I've had that. I really don't. Cookies, yeah.
I've made them.
Have you?
Yeah, I guess I've never given you any.
Yeah, well, you bake me stuff, I'll eat it. I mean,
I need to bake some stuff.
Yeah, bring some stuff in.
I'm behind.
Love to have it. We love that, and we love donuts, too. But, you knew that already. Have you met me? It's also
shocker.
Something I know is one of your favorite things in the world. It's also poinsettia day.
Ooh.
You love you some poinsettias. I know that.
I was bummed at work. They always order they put out this forum so you can order poinsettias, mm-hmm. like $5 each.
Yeah.
And somehow, I think I was gone.
Yeah.
And they had the order form out, and I totally missed it.
That sucks.
I was bummed.
Yeah.
Because I come back to work and there's all these poinsettias everywhere.
Yeah, none with your name on the tag.
That's right.
That sucks.
But I have one up in the area, just not one in my office and not one at home. Kind of a bummer.
Oh, well. You know, they got a bunch at Home Depot. I noticed that the other day when I was at
They usually have a pretty good price, too.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, we
digress. And then I try to grow it all year and then I fail.
They never grow right. You got to have a hot house. Anyway, it's time for the Who Cares News.
Who cares?
What's going on?
Well, Monday, Kathy Lee Gifford announced she was leaving the fourth hour of the Today Show.
Oh, no. Say it's not so.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Next year on the 10th anniversary.
Of her joining the show?
Of her joining the show and making a star out of Hoda.
Yeah, because I think she did. I thought, Kathy Lee was kind of a has-been by then. She had been off TV for a few years.
Yeah.
And then here she is, and she brings life to that fourth hour.
Well, maybe Hoda would have been a star anyway, and she made a resurgence of Kathy Lee.
Who knows? Who knows?
Chicken, egg. I don't know.
No. Kathy Lee was, she was the draw. She was the card. Yeah.
She was the draw? I don't know about that. Drinking wine at 10 o'clock in the morning.
That was actually the draw. Two women getting sloshed on TV, on live TV.
She was already a fixture in morning TV
because
she was on Kathy Lee with Regis and Kathy Lee.
Yeah.
And we all see where that went.
Well, yeah.
And then for a couple of decades, and before that, a reporter on Good Morning America.
You know what she did to get started, though? Because she sings.
Name That Tune.
Name That Tune.
I knew
she
that.
She was the Name That Tune girl.
Yes.
So she would hum, the notes of the tune whenever Tom Kennedy would say, all right. Name That Tune. And she also, remember, she did the ads. You probably don't remember this. She was the spokesperson for Carnival Cruise Lines back in the 1980s.
I remember that.
As well. Kathy Lee,
married
good luck
to Frank Gifford.
Yeah, who is now dearly departed. They had the same birthday, though.
I found
that out a few years ago. Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, she wasn't nearly as old as he was. He was old enough to be her father.
Yes. But, and then he had his infidelities.
Well, whatever.
Thank goodness he wasn't around the hashtag MeToo era. Because Kathy Lee would have been really sloshed on the fourth hour.
Yeah, right. I'm sure she's got other plans. I think she's 65. So I doubt she's going to retire. She's had all that work. So, why waste that?
All plasticed up and nowhere to go. Yeah.
Right.
Gotta keep going somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
Hopefully her clothing line's not made in China anymore.
True.
Does
anybody buy
Or by
her
children
clothes?
Anymore.
Nobody buys her clothes. Anyway.
They were made by children.
Mm.
Now they got fixed. Mm. Okay, so rumors are flying that Today Show correspondent Jenna Bush Hager will replace Kathy Lee.
I see
not
that.
Not sure if the wine industry will recover.
No, I don't think so.
But I'm sure she'll have more time to drink at home.
Yes, she will. Yeah, so that helps.
Yeah.
So and Hoda can still get drunk.
Oh, sure. Well, say it ain't so.
What?
This makes me nervous.
Hmm.
Ellen might be considering quitting her show, too.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Her current contract ends around 2020, and she's thinking that's about it. So Ellen told the New York Times today that her wife, Portia de Rossi, thinks it's time for Ellen to spread her creative wings on other projects.
Okay. All right. I get it.
So Ellen's
like
brother.
Like the Oscars. She could be the host of the Oscars.
She could be the host of the Oscars.
Like
actually,
forever.
Absolutely.
Forever. Ellen could do that.
Yes. The hostess in perpetuity.
I love it. I love it.
Yes. Now, Ellen's brother, he's in favor of Ellen sticking it out.
Okay.
He feels the world needs her positive influence every day, which I kind of agree with.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. We've got a negative world. We need something positive every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I still can't get tickets to go to Ellen. I'm never going to make it by 2020.
I submit
tickets.
I didn't
make the Big Bang Theory. I mean, I'm missing all the good shows.
I can't seem to catch the Big Bang Theory, but I go to Ellen TV.
What's the use in living in Los Angeles if you can't go to tapings of great shows?
There's plenty of tapings available to go to. I just haven't chose to go to them.
I know, right? But I mean, it's like, I'm lucky. I've been to Ellen, and it was a hoot. Absolute hoot.
I
enjoyed it immensely. There were a lot of men in the audience. Most of them like other men, personally. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But I was one of the few straight guys there. But I still had a good time.
Because it's Ellen.
I did not dance. I do not
dance
in public.
Party pooper.
I did not dance.
I've tried multiple times. Mm. I submit my form for Ellen tickets. Mm-hmm. It says, you'll hear in 2 weeks, but maybe not. And so
you never hear.
I never hear.
Yeah.
So I submit again, and I don't hear.
And you never hear.
And I submit again, and again.
Well, let's hope this is not true. Let's hope
Ellen
she makes
tickets. I need Ellen tickets.
Yeah.
Anybody out there, Ellen tickets.
Let's hope that Ellen.
Big Bang Theory tickets, sorry.
Continues.
Ranting.
Yeah, let's hope that Ellen continues to do her show. In some way, shape, or form. Meanwhile, season replacement, she's doing that Game of Games.
Yeah, which is absolutely
hilarious.
There's
a holiday edition, right?
It's so funny.
It is hilarious. It's a little
funny.
Bit mean.
Oh, it's good, mean, but
good
it's
spirited.
Good spirited.
Mean, but it's,
hey, if you're going on there, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, right.
You're going to get into a whole bunch of hoopla.
Hoopla. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Ellen, don't leave us.
Don't leave us.
And
go
hashtag
host the Oscars.
Hashtag Halle Berry. Have a good day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.